Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can always send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website, which is at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows, usually here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago's Loop, or you can visit the NPR shop to pick up your very own Wait Wait tchotchkes in time for Passover. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, it's Tom Smith from Westfield, New Jersey.
Westfield, New Jersey.
Indeed.
A lovely place, not far from where I grew up. I have family there. How are things in Westfield?
They're pleasant and suburban.
They are like that. That's pretty much all there is to say. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Thank you.
Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to play?
I'm ready.
Here's your first limerick.
I look at my plate and say, ew, this food has a god-awful hue. I can't eat this meal. It looks oddly teal. I have glasses that make food look
blue.
Yes. So let's say you have trouble losing weight. The problem is not with your appetite, but with your eyewear. The Japanese company has come up with a new pair of dieting sunglasses. They have special blue lenses. You wear them, you look at your food, it all looks blue. Everybody knows there's no blue food in nature, so it seems repulsive. Dulls your appetite, triggers all your yuck sensors. It might work. We don't know. There are doubts it'll work in America because Americans have yet to see a food too disgusting for them to try to eat it. I'm willing to try that. Maybe that's what Bono's been doing all these years. Maybe that's why he's been wearing those sunglasses. Think about it.
Wouldn't you have to like put a hose clamp to them to keep them on your head? I mean, wouldn't you just take them off?
Tom, are you ready for your next limerick?
Yes.
Ready. It is.
We cops caught our man. We're a twitter. It's been 2 years now. He is no quitter. The cat box he'd scoop, then he'd start up his coop and drive around town flinging.
It must be litter.
It is. Residents of Scranton, Pennsylvania can rest easy tonight because the notorious dirty kitty litter dumper is finally off the streets. For 2 years, a man named Donald Klenz allegedly fouled the streets of Scranton by dumping hundreds of bags of dirty kitty litter in various locales. Diabolical genius. Police in Scranton realized, even though their perp was wily, he had a pattern. They set up a sting operation in camouflage in the woods. Late night stakeouts in unmarked cars. Officers finally caught Klenz mid-fling. They hauled him off to jail. They are now seeking 8 to 9 cats for aiding and abetting him.
So when Hillary Clinton drove into Scranton 2 weeks ago, that wasn't sniper fire.
No. She did claim she had to duck, though.
Now that's a reason to duck.
All right, very good. Here's your last limerick.
We know Botox users are vain. Now it seems they are slightly insane. With the drug in their skull, their mind might grow dull, cause some poison seeps into
the brain.
Ugh. Right. Botox users, beware. Sure, the toxin might make your brow as smooth as a baby's bottom, but you might be in for a different kind of brain freeze. According to a study in the Journal of Neuroscience, researchers have discovered that Botox injected into the forehead may migrate and take up residence in the brainstem, disrupting nerve activity. Many dermatologists who give Botox treatments said they were not concerned by the findings. While on the one hand, you have permanent brain damage. On the other hand, hasn't hurt Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
Carl, how did Tom do in our quiz?
Tom had a perfect game, Peter. 3 correct answers, so Tom wins our prize.
Well done. Thank you so much, Tom.
Thank you.
I give my best to Westfield.